We often think of visual impairment as a challenge that stands on its own, but in many cases, sight loss is just one aspect of a health condition. Bardet-Biedl syndrome is a condition that can fall into this area, and it's a rare genetic disorder which can cause different physical effects and symptoms, including sight loss. Now, what is it like to live with the condition, and what support is out there? Aniba Ahmed is living with Bardet-Biedl syndrome, and she joins me now. Hi, Aniba.
Hi, Simon. How are you?
Well, thank you. It's lovely to talk with you. Tell us a little bit about how Bardet-Biedl syndrome affects you.
Okay, so BBS, as we call it, as Lawrence Moonbarrow-Biedl syndrome, it affects me in many ways, like with my vision, my speech, my hearing, and also with my kidneys and weight, and also with my walking as well.
So there's a few challenges going on there.
Yep.
What was it like growing up with the condition? Did some of these conditions come on as you got older?
Yes, because I was diagnosed from birth. So I had my extra fingers and toes removed from birth. I was then diagnosed with nystagmus, Wolfram's disease, night and colour blindness, and cataracts and eye pressures as well.
That's a bit greedy.
Yeah.
All those conditions. What was life for school then? Did you go to mainstream school?
No, I didn't. I went into special education, which was the best education life for me because I had a lot of support from my LSAs and from my TAs, which I still keep in touch with. And I also keep in touch with my mobility officer, Fiona Fraudley, as well, from my old school, Lucy Smith.
Now, I don't want to ask you your age, because that would be rude, but how many years are we talking about since you were at school, roughly?
Ooh, you're going to put me on the spot. Ooh. I went to Lucy Smith in 1997 to 2008.
Right, and you're still in touch with people then that supported you?
Yep.
So what difference did that make to your life then, having this support there?
I would say the support that I have had from my school to college and with volunteering has been fantastic because I've got fantastic family and friends that I can speak to as well.
Sometimes friendships can be something that suffers when you have a disability or a physical challenge, because I think people just don't know how to deal with it, do they?
Mm-hmm.
What's your experience been?
My experience has been fantastic because, as you have spoken to one of my BBS friends, Emma Oates, I still we keep in touch. We also meet at the BBS conference, and I also have got a fantastic BBS support officer, Amy Clapp, who supports me really well on the clinic and with the BBS volunteering as well.
So what things do you do when you volunteer?
Ooh, we go to Sight Village, which was on Tuesday. We also did my birthday event on the 28th of March at Church Base Hares. And I also went out at the conference, so I make bracelets. And I did a talk last year about what it's like to have BBS.
So you're raising awareness as well there then?
Yep, and I also help out with the breaking down barriers as well, because I'm really grateful to have family that are in the Asian community as well.
You're bridging across both communities then, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah. When you look around and you see others that are living with various physical challenges, are there things that you would like to see different taking place to give more support?
I would say no, because the support has been fantastic, because as I say, because there's like new people who are coming to the clinics with BBS, I have said to some of them that please don't think that you're not alone, because I don't want anyone to think that they're not alone, because my father says that special's not being special is getting the support that person needs in life.
Yeah, it's very easy to become isolated, isn't it? And is your family, are they really supportive of you?
Yep.
Yeah. So what were your dreams growing up?
Oh, I'm going to have to think on that one. My dreams were actually like to be an author, but then because I got older and because I wanted to meet other people with the condition, I decided that I wanted to send more awareness for people with BBS.
And have you gone to places and travelled quite a lot with your work with BBS?
Oh, I have only met the guys at the conference and the adult social event as well.
When you look ahead to the future now, Aniba, what kind of things and dreams or aspirations do you have for the future?
I would love to get a paid job role with BBS or with RNIB or with Sense or with Focus. And I hope that one day that the rare disease centres that we have got can go into other places as well.
And you could be a part of that then, couldn't you?
Yep.
And what would that mean to you then if you could give the support and help that you want to give?
The support that I want to give is to people that they are not alone, and also that my advice is if you have got the condition, don't think that you can't do anything in life, because as you can see, BBS does not stop me from achieving my dreams and goals in life.
That's a very good piece of advice there. If you're listening and you want to find out more about Bardet-Biedl syndrome or BBS, the Society for Support is allthews.lmbbs.org.uk. So it's lmbbs.org.uk. Well, Aniba, it's been an absolute pleasure to chat with you, and I hope that things move on for you, but I'd love to chat with you in the future to see how you're getting on. Would that be okay?
That's fine with me.
Yeah, fantastic. Aniba Ahmed, thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
You're welcome.